May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Any kids want to come up? That'd be great. If not, I'm going to be really old. And then I'll have to give the adults to help. And the kids. Wherever your real heart desires. Yes, yes. Okay. Alrighty. Okay, alright, you can sit wherever you want. Just get comfy. Do me a favor. Sit so the congregation can see you guys. So make this for Justin and John. There we go. Alrighty. Dominic and, oops. Ryan, move to the left. I'm going to step over Justin, sorry. Okay, now, I want you to know, I left the snakes at home, okay? For those of you who know about St. Patrick, rainbows, okay. You do me a favor, you can hold the rainbow, that would be good. All right, now, just a little bit of prep work here. Take a bag and pass them down. And everybody will get one of these and you'll know why soon. Okay. I'll get down so everybody can see. All right. Now just so the congregation, the adults know, this is our pot of gold. What's in it? And what color is it? Gold! Gold candies. No calories. They don't care. All right, now, and this is the rainbow. And what does the rainbow say at the top? Will you please read it? And we heard about God's rainbow a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Because he said he would not flood the world. And every time we see a rainbow, we know that God is out there protecting us, right? Okay, now, of course yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. Now, St. Patrick, the reason why I like St. Patrick is because he loved the people of Ireland so much, even though he wasn't Irish. He actually was born in Europe, in another area. But he loved them so much, and he loved God so much that he wanted to go over there and share about the Lord Jesus Christ to the Irish, okay? Now, this is where these come in, and you guys are to be able to hand them to the adults when you get down there, but you get one too. Now, the symbol of the shamrock is really a symbol of the Trinity, and what St. Patrick told them was that there were three leaves but one plant. And it's just like our God. We're Trinitarian. We believe in a Trinity. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the what? Holy Spirit. Three persons, but how many? One God. Okay, so that's what the shamrock really represents. It represents the Trinity. So take one and pass it along. Those are all little shamrocks, so that they're all little Trinities. And if there's not enough, I have tons more. Okay. And then what's left, we're going to share with the adults, okay? Okay, now. Well, I'll let you guys get one. Alright, I'll take the extra. You can put the extra down in the center of the floor. Okay. You got that? Alright, now, do we remember what this was called with Noah? What did God make with Noah? He made a covenant. And a covenant is a promise, right? All right, Dad, who else? We learned just, I think, last week, he made a covenant, a promise with, it started with an A, Abraham, okay? So there's lots of promises between God and us because he constantly wants us to know that he's here for us no matter what. Now, the new covenant is Jesus. Now, that would be what? The best covenant of all, because Jesus came down to earth. He lived, he taught, he healed, he suffered during Good Friday, and then he rose again on Easter Day. And that whole week is coming up really soon. So Jesus is the new covenant, and that's why we do Holy Communion every Sunday, because Jesus told us to. We're supposed to do the bread and the wine, and the bread represents what? Does anybody know? Yes, and how about the wine? Good job, good job. Okay, now, this little bucket here. Oh, wait a minute, I almost forgot. Everybody open your bags. See, you're forgetting a key on a tree. Forgetting, forgetting, it's terrible. All right. Now, take a couple and pass it down and turn it. Go ahead, take a couple. You're going to get more than one turn, too. Don't worry. Go ahead, you can keep that. All right, pass it down so everybody gets a turn. You're going to get lots of turns because we're going to go over a couple of things, several things, but it won't take too long. And then it's fun. Don't worry, you'll get another turn and a few more questions. You get more candy. You can't eat it until your mom or your dad or whatever adult can't eat it until they say so. All right, I don't want to get in trouble. I had to hurry, and we'll be sure that everybody has extra things. All right, now this bucket here, this is the best I could find as far as a little gold bucket, and these are covered with shamrocks, and this says our Christian gold nuggets. Okay, now at the end of the rainbow, we always hear, you know, the story that there's a bucket of gold. Well, of course there isn't, but I thought to myself, Christians do have a real bucket of gold. We have lots of gold nuggets in our God. He gives us so many. Now, what's another gold nugget? That's right. Say a lot of Ten Commandments. Okay, that is God's law that he gave us through Moses. And what are they about? They're things that we're supposed to do for God. The first four are all about our responsibilities to God. And then the last six are our responsibilities to others. And also, others' responsibility to us. Okay, so you have to look at the Ten Commandments in that way. All right, here's another gold nugget. Oh, we did that one. Sorry. All righty. What's this? The Holy Spirit. Oh, that's okay. That's all right. The Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit, when Jesus went to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit down, and we do that at Pentecost. That's way after Easter. And the Holy Spirit gives us strength. The Holy Spirit stays inside of us. And can the Holy Spirit ever be taken away from us? No. No, never. Never, absolutely never. Okay, now, this is another gold nugget, and especially during Lent, it's a good time to learn about this. And what is it?
Forgiveness.
That's right. In fact, if you look at the rainbow, I'm going to borrow it, we could say this is a repentance rainbow in a way. The purple could be our sin. The blue could be that we're recognizing that we're sin. The green could be that we're sorry, you know, we're contrite, we're sorry. The orange could be that we're, yeah, the yellow, sorry, thank you. I'm pointing to the yellow, I'm saying orange, not good. The yellow could mean that we're telling God our sin and we're confessing our sin. The orange is that we actually change our behavior and all that is done because of the red. And what does the red represent? Love, that's right, love. Hold it there, you get bored of it. how we, you know we sin, tell God, change our ways, and we do it because we're not afraid, but we change our ways because we love God. All right? Now, what are some other golden nuggets? And who are we supposed to have faith, trust, and believe in? That's right, in Jesus, our Lord. Okay, now, let's see. What's another gold nugget? Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, this is another one that Katrina was practicing this morning out of the Book of Common Prayer. And why is it called the Book of Common Prayer? Because and is it only for you? It's for everybody. That's right. Now, here's another gift that we got. This can get us into trouble sometimes. Free will. Free will. What does that mean? We can do in a way. You can do whatever you want, right? But if you love God. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. You can preach next Sunday. How's that? But what else does it mean? Because she's absolutely right. If we love God, we're going to follow His will. Now, if He didn't give us free will and we didn't have the opportunity to choose, what would we be like? Starts with an R. A robot. That's right. Robots don't have free will. But people do, because God wants us to choose to love Him and to obey Him. Okay, now how about prayer? Is prayer another? That's a gold nugget for us. Jesus taught us how to pray, right? Through the Lord's Prayer. And then here's a hint. Acts, that word acts, those are the four types of prayers. A stands for adoration, that we're praising God. C is confession. That's when we tell God we know we've made boo-boos and we sin. T is for thanksgiving. Who has anything to be thankful about? Okay, can anybody name something? I'll say beautiful weather and all these kids today. Your dog, okay. Okay, good. Okay. Oh, good. You get it. Good. Good. Anybody else? Good. Yeah. Your house? Oh, yeah. Praise God for that. Yeah. She doesn't have to. Don't take on her. And then the S stands for supplication. Supplication is another word for intercession. And intercession means I might pray for Katrina, or John might pray for Justin, or Dominic might pray for Robbie. It's when we pray for each other. Okay, now, the two sacraments, I know we have seven sacraments, but five are sacramental rites, which are very biblical, and we do them. But what are the two sacraments that Jesus told us we had to do? What do we do every Sunday? Holy Communion, that's the bread and wine. And what's the other one that we do to babies or kids or teenagers or adults? Baptism. Both of those are sacraments that Jesus told us to do. Ooh, one more. Ooh, I'm glad this was at the bottom. Okay, now we know that nothing, in fact, St. Paul wrote that, I think in Roman, nothing can separate us from God, right? Nothing can separate us from God. And what does Jesus give us? What's the best gold nugget? That's it, eternal life. You guys did awesome. Mini catechism. So now what I'd like you to do is everybody grab some more candy. Here, everybody grab candy. Wait. Like somewhere. Like get a little handful. Yep. Go ahead. Take your time and we'll make sure everybody gets some. Oh, here. I'll get that out of your way. And we're going to pray in a minute. No arguing over candy. My goodness. Share. Pass it around. Here, I'll tell you what. You want to give some to the adult, and I'll be sure you get more candy for that. What? Yep. Well, you have to go get up and go. Give some to your mommy. Okay, don't trip. And then come back. We have one more thing. Did you get it? You want to share and give this to some of the adults? Okay, who didn't get very much?
Here.
You, okay, stand over here. Who didn't? You can come.
That's me. You guys want one?
Wow, that's not
bad. I don't have to be.
Sorry.
Amen. Okay, good job.